Good morning.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. How are you? I think I'm going to try this again. This is a test run today, and I'm just going to see how it goes. I wanted to talk about some things, especially about voting, since we have so much going on. And I really would like for all of our elders to get to the polls and make a really big decision and change some things while our young people are out here walking and protesting and getting hurt and getting jailed. So that's the things I want to talk about, and I think I'm going to get to it. But today is a test run, like I say. And also a couple of more things I want to talk about us as a culture. Last night I saw a documentary about colorism and shadism. We have so many problems about the way we feel about ourselves and the way other people make us feel about ourselves. So that will be one of our discussions that we want to go into, along with everything else that's going on in the world, the COVID-19. I've been confined for 3 months now. I chose to stay at work with my clients, and my company said, sure, go ahead. We do what we have to do. So I appreciate my boss for letting me stay, but I've been here 3 months, and I kind of want to go home. But there are other problems, but I'm sure there's nurses and doctors that surround more people that has the virus. So far, our clients do not, thank God. So these are some of the issues that we have going on, and that's why I wanted to say, just introduce myself, and I'm back, and I'm going to do some research, and we're going to do some talking, and just see what's going on. And I appreciate you guys, and I will let you know when I have more time. This is, like I say, this is a test run today. So also, Mr. Floyd's funeral is today, and I'm sure that a lot of people are going to be there. And a lot of people are going to be saying a lot of things. But Mr. Ford was the straw that broke the camel's back. And his legacy, well, his life, regardless of what was going on, he was trying to change some things from my understanding. He has a daughter who has to grow up. She's 6 years old. And hopefully that things will go well for her. And, of course, as we age and go on, there's going to be a reminder, and people are going to talk about her dad to her and newspaper articles and research and everything. As she grew older, she would know these things. Also, his family, his mom, who's deceased, I do believe. But we have our prayers. We have our diligence. We have our brave warriors. So let's give Mr. Floyd a great send-off today and thank him. I want to say for giving up his life, but that's not what happened. His life was taken. So on that note, I'm going to say bye and until I get my real notes and agenda together, I will talk to you, which is probably be about 2 weeks because I want to make up some things and then we want to see how our protesting goes. And like I said, basically, I want to talk about voting because I don't know if we even know where to vote now, how many people voted because some people did vote or they're going to reopen the voting registration again, or because I didn't make it to the polls, so I don't know how many more of you didn't make it because they did close them down before everyone could get a chance to vote. So all of those are issues that we have going on. It's going to be a long, hot summer. All right, I thank you. I appreciate you. And God bless us all and help us through this. Amen. Bye.